I'd like to introduce our first program, which is our public sector update. You know, frankly, one of the hallmarks of these UT Law School conferences across the board is the outstanding quality of the conference faculty that they're able to bring in for the programs. And this morning's sessions are a really terrific example of that. That idea. Presenting for us on the public sector update are Natalie DeLuca and Bob Schmidt. Natalie is currently the managing counsel for defensive litigation, employment, and real estate in the office of the Harris County Attorney. Prior to that, she'd worked for Houston Metro in labor and employment work, and before that was a senior assistant city attorney for the City of Houston Law Department, where she worked in labor, employment, and civil rights in that office. Starting off the program is Bob Schmidt, who is based out of Austin. Bob is a graduate of the UT Law School. Bob has been recognized as a Texas super lawyer on the plaintiff and employee side of employment litigation for the past 10 years, and Bob is also a member of the board of directors of the National Employment Lawyers Association. These are outstanding practitioners who are here to share their knowledge and experience, and so with that, I will turn it over to Bob.
Excellent. Hey, hello, everybody. Good morning. I'm impressed that everybody got out here at the 8:30 start time. They always say you're supposed to know your audience, and so I would love to ask you guys a few questions. And I got to start, I'm on the plaintiff side. Natalie tends to be on the defense side, I suppose. So I got to ask, are there any plaintiff attorneys here at all? Excellent. I think there's four of us. All right. I got to understand. By the way, if you don't have plaintiff attorneys, then there's really not much work for defense attorneys to do. So we need us all, I think, here. So we're trying to keep you all in business. Another question I have is, how many of you have been to this conference in the last 2 or 3 years? Fair number, okay. And another question is, how many of you represent or are employed by a governmental entity? Wow. Also a good number. And then I guess the rest of you are just here out of your due diligence to learn something great and get your CLE credit. Is that it? All right. So the thing about, let's get our slides going here. The thing about representing and working with state employees and public employees is, in general, they have more rights, and we're going to be talking about those today. We are going to be going through some of the basics of those rights and how the different laws work or different principles work. And then we're going to get into some of the newer case law, but we always like to kind of start with, did I ask you guys if you've been practicing for more than 5 years? Did I already ask that? How many of you have been practicing for more than 5 years in the area of employment law and employees? Okay, and I got to ask the rest, probably under 5 years. So we're given a little bit of basics, and then we're going to get into the new case law. So state employees do have more rights, and that's in some respects, and so we're going to be talking about that. But there's also some quirky, odd case law that gives them less rights. And I always like to kind of touch on that first, because it's a hot spot for plaintiff attorneys many times, because suddenly you realize, hey, we don't actually have a claim here. But there were a series of cases back in the 2000s before the Supreme Court where the Supreme Court said that employees of their own, or people in their own state, can't sue under these particular federal laws because of the 11th Amendment. And I'm a plaintiff attorney, so I always got to talk a little bit about this, but there was a 5-4 decisions, and the court said basically the Congress has broad authority to regulate ills in the workplace, but in this case, they went too far, and they didn't study the issues, and really there aren't that many issues that are necessary for state employees to sue their own states on some laws that we all kind of think are pretty standard, like the Age Discrimination and Employment Act, the Americans with Disabilities Act, and the Family and Medical Leave Act for self-care. So essentially, there's 11th Amendment immunity, and you can't sue the state under any of these statutes if you're a state employee. Importantly, this only applies to state employees and not to local employees, county, city employees. It only applies to state employees and what are considered arms of the state. And I will point out, I've run into this in one case, that an arm of the state is sometimes things that you don't think are arms of the state, like charter schools. Those are actually established. You think those are local independent school district kind of things, but those are actually established and funded by the state. And so you can't bring, for example, an FMLA case for self-care when if I'm sick and I take off under the FMLA for a charter school employee.